Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I'm Atul PM, and here are the top headlines at this hour. GST compensation due to states hit Rs. 1.51 lakh crore. TCS becomes second firm to cross Rs. 9 lakh crore market cap. BSE Small Cap Index raises 4% on SEBI Multicap Fund norms. Wholesale Price Index inflation rises 0.16% in August. Food items turn costlier. Government seeks Parliament not to infuse Rs. 20,000 crore in PSBs. HCL Tech soars 11% as firm revises Q2 revenue guidance. Let's start with what really happened in the market today. Top index constituents RIL, Maruti and leading banks shed weight on Monday and caused Sensex to give up nearly 474 points from day's high. Heavy buying in IT majors including TCS, Infosys and HCL Technologies cushioned some damage. Overall, Sensex settled 98 points lower at 38,756 while Nifty fell 43 points to 11,421. In the broader market, the BSE Small Cap Index rose 4% and Mid Cap Index 1.5%. Sector-wise, BSE IT, Realty, Tech and Consumer Durable indices gained 3-5%, while Telecom, Banking and Finance indices fell over 1% each. Among specific stocks, VIP Industries, Avanti Feeds and MCX gained up to 14%, while Hindustan Zinc, Future Retail and Future Consumer cracked over 4% each. Can small caps deliver multi-bagger returns from here on? We caught up with Narendra Solanki of Anand Rathi to try and understand the market undercurrent. Welcome to the show, Mr. Solanki. Why did the market give up all the day's gains?
Initially, market started off positively, and there were two reasons mainly. One, of course, was the global peers were trading positive, and second, the domestic sentiments were also improved, majorly by the update given by one of the major IT companies, SCL Tech, which showed that the H2 for IT sector seems to be promising. So that, but during the afternoon session, the market paired its gains, mainly driven by sell-off coming from banks and financial, especially, while the other sectors like apart from IT also marginally declined. So all the gains which have been provided by the IT were actually set off by the sell-off in banks and financials.
Can we expect big gains from mid-caps and small-caps?
So we have seen the broader markets were trading at a handsome gain. So one of the main reasons was the major reaction after the SEBI's announcement last week, after the closure of trading hours last week. So that has provided some sentimental boost. Having said that, good stocks would continue to trade and would continue to find new buyers as and when their businesses and quarterly earnings comes out and we see a continuous growth coming up. So there's still a lot of room and there's still a lot in the sector to be achieved in terms of growth for all these companies. So for good stocks, yes, they would continue to do well going ahead. However, one should also look at this from a long-term point of view rather than a trading opportunity kind of thing. And
which stock may gain the most from here on?
Various good stocks in most of the sectors in which we are positive, like IT, there are few good stocks, then in specialty chemicals, pharma companies, then API plays in the pharma. So the stocks like RP Industries, Vinati Organics, ICAL, FTC, EI Industries, then in agri-related stocks, exports is there, EI is there, then Balkrishna Industries is there, then in consumer and infrastructure, we have Supreme Industries, Heidelberg kind of stocks. So these are the mid-cap stock ideas, mid-cap, small-cap stock ideas, which you can keep track on.
On the technical charts, Nifty 50 saw selling pressure around recent swing high of 11,584 and ended up forming a bearish engulfing candle on the daily chart. We have with us Nirav Chheda of Nirmal Bang Securities to do the chart rating. What are the technical charts telling us?
See, again, now most of the action that we saw today was led because of the SEBI circular. Now, you know, as per the circular, you know, the movement seems to be over. You know, it is behind us now. But, you know, overall, when you see the chart, a certain amount of selling was pending, which has come in the second half. I believe this selling should continue for the next 2 or 3 days, where Nifty can most probably retest its supports of 11,300 or 11,250. At this point of time, a lot of stocks from defensive sectors like IT have started to move up. So that can be a good sign where you'll see certain stocks which are really moving up in the last few months that can come under selling pressure in the coming time.
What is your outlook for this week?
11,250, 11,200 should be retested this week. Once it does, I think one should be buying them. So the support should be 11,250. And on the upside, it will be a humongous task to break above 11,550. So I believe the range for this week will be 11,250 and 11,550 with a little bit of negative bias. And buy on dips would be advised if it comes to 11,250.
Globally, other Asian markets ended in the green. European indices traded marginally in the red in early deals. US stock futures traded higher, signaling that stocks may start the week on a firm footing after a bout of volatility. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Goodbye.